right, gang, here goes. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast for this hump day, Wednesday, February 6th. How's it going? Dave here and all the good stuff for you. John was bummed out as we started the show, seeing as his favorite Hollywood starlet is now engaged. And speaking of romance, that's not to be. The Valentine's Day doghouse is back. We need your stories of why you're in trouble, and we'll try to rescue you from that situation. So get in your stories. John has plenty of info on that. Parenting hacks were a big topic today. Those tricks and scams we use as parents to fool our offspring. We had a lot of great calls on that after we shared our own personal favorites. The Fast Five chugged along in an effort to get you down to Universal Orlando Resort. We went to the phones twice today to get the correct answer to today's five clips. And we chatted a little bit about the Fyre Fest documentary that has been really hot in terms of streaming and people arguing about it online. Well, not really arguing about it, basically laughing at it, at the misfortune of all those people who were likewise scammed, much like our kids with those parenting hacks. So here you go. It's all in here for you. Away we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I have to tell you something. I don't want to set off the show on a down note, but I am a little upset this morning.
Uh-oh. What for?
All right, well, because, one of the great loves of my life has decided to marry some other man.
I know what it is.
Yep. If you have not heard.
Anderson Cooper.
Right. No.
Oh, sorry. Tried to beat you to it.
No, Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, no.
Yep. She's engaged to some art gallery owner. Right.
Just a regular, well, I guess how regular Joe can an art gallery owner be, but not
a celeb.
Yeah. Right. And okay. Actually, I don't even know if he owns the gallery. He's the director of the gallery, so.
If he only studied harder in art history,
I know,
John.
That's it. That's what it was. If I only studied harder in art history, I would.
You went theater.
And if it was a chance that I was 34 years old and incredibly handsome and actually met Jennifer Lawrence.
How did he pull that off?
I have no idea. But something tells me that's not the only thing he's pulling off and has been for a few weeks now.
Well, that's for damn sure. So,
I got to tell you, that woman nearly got me killed one day.
Go on, if you'd like to. Makes sense.
Do you remember when the big fapping hat?
Fappening.
The fappening happened and all those pictures of all those naked pictures of all those celebrities went out?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in L.A. on the 101, a 5-lane highway, okay? And I'm driving on it, and my son's friend says, oh, my God, right? All these naked pictures of Jennifer Lawrence just came out. And I said, let me see. I changed 3 lanes on let me see. Right? You know? Wow. And it was like, I'm driving and I turn on let me see. You know, not realizing, no, you can't turn the wheel at the same time as you turn yourself.
Just to let you know, Cook Maroney, her new fiance, is an average to below average looking man. So
really?
You had your shot, John.
I had my shot.
Really
so then it was just an age thing. I hate age discrimination. Right?
Guys, everybody looks great after Harvey Weinstein.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of handing out things, you know, with Valentine's Day upon us, without fail, guys will screw this up. They'll wait to the last minute. They'll buy gas station flowers, you know, some overpriced teddy bear because they waited till the last minute, right? We try to solve that problem each and every year with the Valentine's Day doghouse. Now, if you already know that you're going to be in the doghouse, or maybe you're in the doghouse for something other than screwing up Valentine's Day and you want to make Valentine's Day the forgiveness gift, then here's what you do. We've got dinners for two. We're talking dinner, drinks, everything. At all of the Harvest restaurants in our area. Radnor, North Wales, Glen Mills, just to name a few of them. Of course, the new one in Newtown. Actually, that's not the new one anymore. The one out in Lancaster is the new one.
Right,
you got to see this one. This one, oh my God, it's gorgeous. Anyway, you know, the food is great, and we want to send you and your lover to a Valentine's Day dinner on us. It's all on the cuff. As a matter of fact, we're even going to include flowers with that from Pro Flowers. Yes. Now, here's what you've got to do. You send us an email to doghouse@wmgk.com. Put in your name, your daytime phone number, because we got to be able to get you on the phone, and tell us why you're in the doghouse. Sure. If you're selected next week, Then the next thing you know, you could be off to a free dinner on us and the fine folks at Harvest Seasonal Grill and Wine Bar. All right, so make sure you get that into us. Doghouse at WMGK.com. Your name, your daytime phone number, and how you screwed up.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent Green is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent Green.
MGK.
Cindy, I've got to tell you something. I don't think I've ever openly admitted this on the air. Okay. No, I'm not coming out.
That happened in the 605.
But these two are rather incredible dads. I'm constantly hearing stories about what they do with their kids. Aww. Right? And yesterday, Steve tells me the story, and then Dave adds in his story on top of it. And I'm going to put this in the category of parental hacks. All right? Mm-hmm. Ways that you get around things that your little ones are asking you for, yeah. Right? Sometimes we call them lies. Sometimes they're just some sort of ingenious thing that you've come up with. So Steve tells this story yesterday about how to get James, now James is yours, right. Steven, right, to not grab certain things.
Yeah. And it happens with everything. No matter what it is, it could be a toy or something, whatever we don't want them to have, we tell them, don't touch that. It's hot. Because he understands hot. He doesn't understand everything else, but he gets hot.
You terrify him, basically.
Don't touch that. Right. Don't touch that ice cube. It's hot.
All right. That's awesome.
Now, what's
and
yours?
It's basically the same exact trick, just with a different word. Right. Everything we don't want him to have is charging.
It's charging.
Yes. See, it's a digital world now. Yeah, no, you know, give me that spoon. No, it has to go away. It's charging. Give me that fork. I got to charge it. Sorry, bro.
That's great.
And no questions asked. He gets it. He just hands it over and understands, like, okay, that's the deal. It needs a charge. It's hot. You know? I don't want to burn myself on this teddy bear.
And didn't Lauren come up with a new one last night?
She did. Well, last night, he's been horrible at eating certain things. So Lauren took out a bunch of toothpicks and just started stabbing them and presenting them to him as lollipops. Down the hatch. Yeah. One after another. Right. Pop, pop, pop. Yeah, it is a pop. Enjoy that, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And everybody has had them. I mean, you know, whether it's Lisa was telling me last night that in order to get her and her sisters to eat peas when they were kids, right, her mother would put them in tomato sauce, right? Mm-hmm. So the kids loved tomato sauce, sure. So they would just eat the tomato sauce, and it was just like, it's got lumps in it. Yeah, it's kind of like mashed potatoes. It's got lumps in it, you know? Of course, all meat, if you've probably told this to your kids too, if they're fussy eaters, right? But, you know, it's chicken.
Sure.
Right? Whether it's fish, beef, no matter what it is, it's chicken. Well, didn't you have a chicken?
My mom did it to my brother. We're having chicken for dinner. Mm. I want a leg. This chicken doesn't have legs. It was a fish.
So we want to know and this way you'll be helping others out too, no matter what the age is, right? Whether they're toddlers or, you know, above that, what comes next? What's after toddlers? Children.
Big boy.
Right.
Big girl.
Pains in the asses.
Yeah. Pains in the asses. And even up until maybe teen years, what is your parental hack? We would love to hear them, and we'll help other parents out who might be going through things that you already went past.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering here. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of resort vacations, have you watched the Fire Festival?
The documentary?
Yes, the one on Netflix, because they both have one.
Yeah, Hulu has one. I watched the Netflix one this weekend. Yeah.
Pretty intense, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful, Schadenfreude.
All right. Have you seen it yet,
Sin? I have not.
All right. You haven't seen it? What about you, Sin?
No, not yet.
Do you remember this show? This is a show. It was last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was
2 years ago. It was 2017.
Some guy and Ja Rule got together, and they were going to put on the biggest, bestest concert that there ever was on a private island that they bought from El Chapo, whatever the it was.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and
tons of models.
Right. It was a giant scam. It was an absolute giant scam. People lost tons of money, right? When you're paying, you know, $100,000 so you can hang out with Blink
182,
right?
And some DJ,
you deserve to get ripped off.
Totally. That's why it was great to watch it.
Yeah,
you just laugh at all these dummies,
right? But the models,
yeah,
all of the influencers,
your favorite word,
right? Yeah. All right. are all getting subpoenaed because they took money to do this, and so they're part of the scam.
Uh-huh.
And because they got paid for it, Kendall Jenner, Emily Ratajkowski, how do you say Ratajkowski?
Ratajkowski.
All right, Haley Baldwin, Elsa Hosk, Bella Hadid, along with Soulja Boy and Waka Flocka Flame, right, are all getting subpoenaed, and they're going to end up in court and may end up having to pay, you know, fines for being part of this scam.
Well, good.
Down with all influencers.
That's right.
Except for those on your favorite radio program.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
Now it is time for us to get to the Fast Five. And today's Fast Five artist is Queen. If you haven't heard the clips, they sound like this. Now, all you have to do is correctly identify all five of those clips. You don't have to do it in order, but you got to identify all of them. And if you're the first person to do that, you and a guest will fly round trip to Universal Orlando Resort, the world's most exciting family vacation destination, where you'll play, scream, laugh, and hang out with the biggest characters in movies, TV, and pop culture. Plus, you'll stay at the Loews Sapphire Falls Resort right there on site. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You must be 21 or older in order to play. Let's start playing this morning. And Ralph is the person who's going to get the first shot at this. Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Morning, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. So, Ralph, you where are you from?
I'm from Hamilton, New Jersey.
Okay. Are you at work, on your way? What's your story?
Oh, I'm at home.
You're at home? Okay. All right. All right. And what do you do for a living?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for a living?
Oh, in the computer field.
Oh, okay. All right. And have you been to Universal Orlando Resort before?
Probably 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. It's very different. It is very different. Let me play you the Fast Five one more time. Now you know what you got to do now. It's all up to you, Ralph. Tell me what those five songs are. Get it right, and I'll send you to Universal.
Awesome. Well, there's ones that I think I know, and there's ones that I like, and those are the ones I'm going to go with.
Okay.
We're going to go with We Are the Champions, Another One Bites the Dust, Bohemian Rhapsody, Fat Bomb Girl, and Under Pressure.
Ooh, sir, I have to tell you, you are not correct with that. That moves us on over to Carrie. Carrie, you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Oh, she sounds confident, doesn't she?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she I'd does. Say so.
Get it,
Carrie. Well, so far this week, the second person has won each time. Second person won on Monday. Second person won yesterday. Carrie, you're the second person. Tell me what those five songs are, and maybe you're going off to Universal Orlando Resort.
Okay. Bohemian Rhapsody, Top Bottom Girls, We Are the Champions, Another One Bites the Dust, and... I will go with.
Got to give it to me.
Show Must Go On.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. That now takes us to Dave. Dave, are you ready?
Yeah, John, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, well then tell me those five songs and I'll send you to Universal Orlando Resort.
Okay, Another One Bites the Dust. Killer Queen, Fat Bottom Girls, Bohemian Rhapsody, and the hard one was Bicycle Race.
The hard one was Bicycle Race, huh? I have to tell you. No, I am sorry. You are incorrect as well. I need to know what these five songs are. Now let's go to the phones one more time and see what John can tell us. Come on in, John.
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. Well, hopefully you are listening to our first three players, and that's going to help you figure out what the five songs are for the Fast Five. As we said, you don't have to do them in order, but you have to get them all correct. Tell me what those five songs are, John.
Another One Bites the Dust. Bicycle Race. Somebody Love, Fat Bottom Girls, and Bohemian Rhapsody.
So give me that one more time because I got a little confused in the front there. One more time. Go through them.
Another One Bites the Dust, Bicycle Race, Somebody to Love, Fat Bottom Girls, and Bohemian Rhapsody.
That, sir, I have to tell you...
You're a winner!
Yes, indeed, my man. Yes, indeed.
In order, too.
In order, too. That was great. I got to tell you, I don't know where everybody is. You said you heard Killer Queen also.
I heard Killer Queen when we did it in the office.
Yeah. No, but you, have you ever been down to Universal Orlando Resort?
No.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun, dude.
Cool.
It is so great. You get to hang out, and you're right there on site at the Loews Sapphire Falls Resort. Congratulations to you.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Dave, are you going to golf show?
Absolutely.
All right. And you know the gun show is going on right next door.
I was going to say, it's half my plan.
So this is your Universal Orlando Resort trip.
Yeah, pretty much. This is my Super Bowl weekend.
38 degrees outside right now. We got into a conversation earlier, and we would love to hear from you. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, because Steve told me yesterday about this parental hack that he has. We call them hacks. Sometimes they're lies. Right, about,
they're a scam
that you pull on your kids, no matter what the age is. The hack changes, right? And it's like, so whenever Steven goes to grab something you don't want him to have,
right?
You tell him what?
It's hot. Don't touch that. It's hot. No. Hot.
Even if it's a popsicle.
Hot.
It's hot. It's hot. And you're lying to James.
I do the same thing, only for us. Everything needs to charge.
It needs to charge.
Give me that cardboard box. It needs to charge.
Charge that. You know what's a great thing to do with a cardboard box and a kid?
What's that?
Right? Give the kid a bunch of crayons and put them inside the box.
I've done that.
Right. And they have the time of their lives.
That's right.
It becomes an absolute art studio for them. They're writing on the floor. They're writing on the walls and all that stuff. But it's all inside the box. Now, maybe you've got one of your own. We would love to hear your parental hack. You'll be helping out other parents. You know, maybe it's something you did to your kids when they were little. You know what Lisa used to do for the tooth fairy?
What's that?
She would put glitter on the dollar bill that was under his pillow, making the fairy more believable. Uh-huh. Because of a conversation we had in the office yesterday, we figured we would open this up to the audience. And I did some research online about parental hacks. And some of them, you know, I don't have to deal with any of this stuff anymore. My kids are very young, 34, right? But I saw one where, and I guess it's a problem for some people when you have kids in the bathtub and they have a bazillion toys in there as well. Mm-hmm. And then they're reaching for the toys and they're falling over. Somebody took a laundry basket. Right, and put that in the beginning. You know, laundry bag has all the holes, plastic laundry bag,
right.
All the holes inside. Put that in the tub, put the kid in the laundry basket, and all the toys in the basket with the kid.
Wow.
So he's got them all nearby,
nice.
And they don't
tub
float
cradle.
Away on them. Right?
Yeah,
you know? But people are texting in. I got one here. I got a text here from somebody who says, a tooth fairy, all right, put the tooth inside a Ziploc bag and put a dollar bill inside another Ziploc bag. Then have the kid place the Ziploc bag with the tooth under the pillow.
That's a good one.
So now when you go searching for the tooth, you don't have to go, you know, rummaging around under their head.
Smooth transition.
You just grab it, put that. Now you put the paper bag, the plastic bag with the dollar in it. Like, hey, look, Tooth Fairy left that for
I
you.
I use an old hair tie of Kristen's around our snack cabinet, and I twist it a couple times. So he ripped a rubber band off, and the locks he could pull right off. This one, you can't get the door open at all.
Lisa used to do this thing with rubber bands. When they start using the bathroom on their own, and they close the door, and then they end up, this will be your next step once. They're potty trained.
Sure.
Then they lock themselves in the bathroom.
All
right. So what you do is you take a rubber band and you put it around the doorknob on the outside, bring it across the latch of the door, put around the doorknob on the other side, you know, and then next thing you know, you got it all solved. All right. Well, we've got a whole bunch of people who are sitting on the line who are trying to tell us their parental hacks. And we start off with Kathy. Okay, Kathy, we're going to start with you. What is your parental hack?
I used to babysit for a little girl who would eat absolutely anything you put on her plate as long as you put sprinkles on it.
Oh, yeah.
What was the, best or worst thing you put sprinkles on that you got her to eat?
She would eat broccoli like that.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, John knew it. Good
have
call.
A good morning. All right, Mike, what about yourself?
Hey, booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
I have daughters, and when they were toddlers and they were misbehaving or doing something they weren't supposed to be doing, I would throw them and say, I'm going to the drawer, I'm getting out that big screwdriver, and I'm going to unscrew your belly button, and your hiney's going to fall off. and they would run in terror.
Okay, Vicky, what was your parental hack?
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
When my daughter was little and I knew she was lying, I would tell her to stick her tongue out, and there would always be a black mark on there. So when I didn't know she was lying and she stuck her tongue out, she would cover that black mark up.
Oh, man.
Sean, what's your parental hack?
Well, my wife came up with this one. When the ice cream truck comes around, they're always playing music. So we just tell the kids that if they're playing music, it means they're out of ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Jennifer, what about yourself?
Hello?
Jennifer, what's your parental hack?
This is not one that I use on my kids. This is one that my mom used on me, and she used to tell me that the cauliflower was white broccoli.
You never noticed that one had a taste and the other one didn't?
No, because I was little. The only problem with it is you have to have a kid that likes broccoli to begin with.
Yeah. That's the hard part.
Good morning. Bernadette.
Hey. Hello.
Hello. What's your parental hack?
My daughter, when she was graduating, she was only 18, and she wanted to have a keg at her graduation party for her and her friends.
Okay.
And I knew people at the beer distributors, so I had them put a Budweiser sticker on a keg of O'Doul's.
And did the kids think they were drunk?
Some pretended they were drunk. Some of the parents were like, this is like skunk beer. And
I can't believe they make O'Doul's in kegs.
They had, yes. It was a keg of O'Doul's. I wanted a non-alcoholic beer, and they put the Budweiser stuff on there, and the kids really didn't pay attention to that. They just wanted beer coming out of the spout.
That is great.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.